pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Yes, I was out sick yesterday, and I'm about to be out sick again today. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, everyone. It's Friday. It's like, what is it, 4? That the computer thinks it's 14. Okay, I'll give you that. The wind chill, -2. It's a Friday. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pat Ningen, the head wrestling coach at St. Paul, going to preview the Lou Platt Conference Championships that are tomorrow. Daddy's got his NFL selections. I'll be talking about those as well. We'll make our picks who will be playing in Super Bowl 42 coming up in 2 weeks. We'll take a look at some big basketball going on, especially for Hastings College. Huskers try to bounce back from a pair of losses, men and women in conference play. UNK is on the road, but seriously. It's like watching Friends. Derek, was Friends in your genre? Or were you still
too?
Okay.
Oh, no.
You watch Friends. It reminds me of a Chandler Bing moment when Ross gets the earring, and the quote is, "What? We don't make enough fun of you already?" And that's exactly what I'm thinking of when this guy comes in. It's two below. He gets his head shaved, and he's wearing a visor.
Ay, caramba.
What? Everybody's sick. The flu's going around. Your mom's probably going to call during the show.
I've got my...
What is your problem?
I wear a stocking
hat.
I wear a stocking hat. You make fun of me.
No, I
yes,
never make
you
fun
do.
I never make fun of you when you wear your stocking hat. Now, when you pop it up like a Russian hat, then you're gay. And you only do that to bother me.
I am gay and happy.
That's the only reason you do that, is you do it to bother me. That's the only reason you do it.
Idiot.
Seriously, explain to me. There's interventions for all kinds of things, but I don't know if there's intervention for stupidity.
It's Lil Wayne. If he's making it rain, I don't have an umbrella. I want to catch the money in the hat, see? I don't know. I just grabbed a visor when I was leaving the house.
I can never leave again. I've got a big trash can. If I need to let her flow during the show, I'll just do it. I cannot leave you alone.
Douglas, can I go on? You can continue making fun of me the rest of the show. But anyway, can I go on a gripe?
It depends. Is this gripe going to be about football?
No.
Okay, then yeah, you can. Wow, that'd be something. Hold on. Whoa. Wow. You told me off air you knew who Bobby Fischer was, and now you want to talk about something besides football. I am intrigued.
Surprises.
Please proceed.
It's been a while since I brought up this point.
Uh-oh.
But I had to run a couple errands downtown today on the bricks of downtown Kearney Center. Lovely. A lot of great shops down there. Okay, now the Kearney City Council has been really involved in this I Believe in Me Ranch thing. The boys split the city, boy chopped it, both sides. Yeah. Okay, can we move on? Because I think that deal's decided, I hope. Can we get rid of the pigeons downtown? There is absolutely nothing worse.
Daddy has a phobia.
I counted 3,412,926 pigeons down there this morning. It is absolutely, if rats are running all over the streets, we would do something to rid the city of rats. Well, these are rats with wings. So can we do something? And if you've got pigeons as pets, please bring your cages to Kearney. Visit with somebody that owns one of those buildings. Let them go up top. You'll catch 82 of them in about 3.5 minutes and take them home and let them be your pets.
So you want the Pied Piper to come in and take his pigeons with him?
What? It is just Oh, it just gives me the creeps. You take your kids down there when the sun does come out and melts what little snow is left and that's just dripping off of those buildings. It freaking disgusts me.
It's not just snow? Is that what you're saying?
It's not just snow is exactly what I'm saying.
That's why Daddy walks down the middle of the street, people.
That is a disgusting sound.
You're not
very
good at bird sounds.
No, you are much better at bird sounds. I will concede that point. But I thought at one time we certainly diminished the numbers down there. But this morning, oh, Lord, they're back in full force.
They like to hang out on billboards, too.
Oh.
I was at one of the gasoline establishments where you can also get maybe a roll and a soda or some coffee. And when I got out to get my car, I looked across the street at one of the billboards on Highway 30. And I looked up, and there had to be 100 of them on that one billboard. So I know what you're talking about. That was just last week. Had to be 100. Well, it was a little nicer out. They must like this cold weather.
And I think what they say is they turn into that dog on Conan O'Brien. Like, what a lovely billboard for me to poop on.
The insult dog. What's his name, Derek?
Triumph. Triumph. Be Triumph.
What a lovely, lovely billboard for me to poop on.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, let's bring up, you know, you done?
Well, I think. God, this sickens me.
Well, maybe you could get a hold of, I'm trying to find the name here. The company says they know Dave Senor. Maybe you could call Dave Senor, who used to be the vice president and editor of Golf Week until this morning. Maybe he could bring his noose and choke these pigeons. Golf Week apologizing today for putting a noose on the cover of its magazine to illustrate the controversy over a Golf Channel anchor's worst, Kelly Tillman, of the word lynch in a comment about Tiger Woods. The editor responsible for the cover replaced Turnstile Publishing president William Cupper, apologized for creating the graphic cover that he says received extreme negative reaction from consumers, subscribers, and advertisers across the country. Ooh, so that means it's wrong. Cooper says the magazine was trying to convey the controversial issues with a strong and provocative graphic image, but it's now obvious that the cover deeply offended many people. So let's fire him now. We went ahead and let it go to press. Let's fire him now. Nice job, idiot that knows nothing about golf and sits in your $20 billion office. Nice job. Make that decision. Good job. A little strange.
Why would you put it on there?
Well, it wasn't that big a deal. They were trying to keep something in the fold here. They were trying to raise the eyebrows of people, and it backfired. It backfired, and thankfully it did. Not to the point where this guy should have got fired over the deal, but, you know, it's over. Tiger says it's over. Golf Network, Golf Channel, it's over. Kelly will be back on the broadcast this week at the Buick, where Tiger makes his debut.
What did it take, about 18 hours for her to call? It was done within a 24-hour period.
I've said this many times before. We don't get into political stuff here except the ridding of pigeons on this show very often. I mean, this isn't a place that we want to sit here and talk about race. They do that on the Stephen A. Smith show all the time. You know, if you want to get past the race issue, then this should not have been a big deal. The reason it's a big deal is because people can't get past the race issue. And that's why it's a big deal. How are you ever going to move forward? 100 years from now, it's still going to be the same thing, and that's the way I view it. If you want everybody to get along, then you have to be part of the everybody instead of making such a big stink out of things like this. So, unfortunately, something that they'll be able to talk about on ESPN all day and PTI and around the horn. It's just one of those subjects. You got to find something to talk about, and that's one of them. Here's something, though, Daddy, that is probably much worse. Richard Kinnear. He has passed. A lot of things. First Sir Edmund Hillary, then Bobby Fischer.
Sir Edmund Hillary was the man that climbed Mount Everest?
Correct.
Several times?
Correct. Okay. You had the gentleman from the Pittsburgh Steelers tragically die in a car accident today at the age of 59.
Oh, the Steel Curtain.
Yeah. Richard Kinnear died at 82. Died at a hospital in Arcadia, California, after suffering a stroke. He and his childhood buddy, Spud Mellon. I'm going to go with Spud Mellon, M-E-L-I-N. Spud Mellon.
No relation
to
Larry
Bud. He died in 2002. No, that's Mel Min.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any idea what Richard Kinnear and buddy Spud Mellon conspired to invent?
They
started a slingshot selling business in 1948 and called their company Whammo, after what they said was the sound of something hit by a slingshot. 10 years later, Whammo devised its own version of an Australian exercise ring, called it the Hula Hoop. Around the same time, the company bought the rights to a plastic flying disc called the Pluto Platter and named it the Frisbee. They are the co-founders of the Hula Hoop and Frisbee. Now, only co-founders, because as I remember vividly, Klinger, while in Korea, helped invent the hula hoop.
You are a crazy Korean MASH children. Guy. That's all I had to hear was that one name, and I knew where you were going with that.
After seeing Korean children, and then, of course, you know, he was looking for an investor, but, thought he had his money over there, but then, Dr. Winchester wasn't able to do the hula hoop. So he tore up the check, and then, of course, Klinger hooked up with Richard Kinnear, and maybe that's his alias, Spud Mellon, and they invented the hula hoop.
I'd like to see Daddy get down on a hula hoop a little bit. That'd be
well, Daddy could handle a hula hoop. He just couldn't make it spin. I'll bet it wouldn't fall to his feet, though.
It sticks. Very interesting.
So all kinds of different type of news today. We've touched on hula hoops, nooses, and pigeon droppings.
How about somebody else passed away you mentioned before the show? Our chess player.
I said Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer.
You a big chess player?
No, but I didn't know who he was, and then Derek throws out another name, the Russian.
Gary Kasparov.
He's the one running for... They hate him in Russia right now.
Yeah, they're not too fond of him. He's kind of...
The government hates him.
Yeah, he's against everything that is commie Russia right now, kind of.
Big 60 Minutes deal here a couple of months ago. I think it was actually during the football season. Yes, I actually watched that interview.
I think he has, like, threats on his life.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the point being made throughout the interview is if he was not Garry Kasparov, well-known worldwide, he'd be dead by now.
Huh.
Always fun. If you think it's cold here, go to Russia. I must break you. We will take a break and talk about things that are a little more on the area side here. And we have the rosters for the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball match next summer. Those have been announced. A lot of area talent. We knew the talent was here, and a lot of kids have made it, and a couple coaches as well. We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got Pat Ningen, the head wrestling coach at St. Paul, going to join us as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, hockey tickets. Should we give some hockey tickets away right now?
Now!
Okay. So what do we got here? We've got 2 4-packs for tomorrow night. Is that right, Derek? I got some reserve tickets, and then we've got the GAs.
That's correct.
Okay, let's give away. How about Kyle Means, by the way? Good job. As I like to refer to him as Mr. Leslie Means from NTV. How I like to refer to him as. You can catch Leslie on The Good Life, 9 to 10 NTV. And then, of course, you can catch Kyle, Tri-City Storm. He's been named the new interim vice president of operations, which means if he impresses and maybe kisses a little tuchus, he'll be the permanent vice president of operations. But he's going to take over for Greg Shea February 1st when he leaves to be the executive director of the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce. He joined the Storm in September of 2006. Does a lot of good things with the Storm. Let's give away a family 4-pack to the Tri-City Storm. And you know what? The phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Can I ask a football question since it's division playoffs?
Yes, you can, Daddy.
All right, in yesterday's show, I revealed this. If you were listening to yesterday's show, this will be an easy trivia question for you. Lambeau Field has hosted the division playoffs this many times. How many times since the NFL merger has a title game been held at Lambeau Field? This being
what time?
So this
is Super Bowl era.
Right, since 1970.
Since 1970. Does that include this one?
That includes this one.
Including this one, since 1970, how many times has Lambeau Field hosted the NFC Championship? 1-888-455-ESPN. Speaking of frozen tundra, you'll win hockey tickets right after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Danny Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4. Ta-da! Announcing the Kearney RV and Boat Show, Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday, January 18th, 19th, and 20th. With spring and summer fun coming soon, you need to see all of the new 2008 boats and RVs. See newly designed boats and the latest boat motor technology that combines power and economy. RVs that are lighter and stronger with comfortable interiors, all this and much more. The premier Central Nebraska RV and Boat Show is the Kearney RV and Boat Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
More live, exciting high school sports action is coming your way this weekend. Tonight on ESPN Radio, the Kearney Bearcats welcome in Lincoln Southeast. The Southeast girls, number one in the state, play at 6, the boys at 7:45. Then Saturday, Kearney Catholic will host Gothenburg at 4 and 5:45. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Friday night, Hastings High will host Granola Northwest. And Saturday, Adams Central is at Central Catholic. And on Power 99 FM Saturday, it's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championship. It's all this weekend.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue across the area as we head through the midday and this afternoon, with some flurries and snow showers still possible. Temperatures will stay steady or falling from around the mid-20s early, with northwest winds 12 to 25. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy. A few flurries are possible with a low at 2 below. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We do have our winner for the Tri-City Storm tickets. Daddy, what was the answer?
This will be the second time, only the second time, and you think about Brett Favre's great run and just the history of the Packers. That was amazing, amazing statistic to me when I found out that this will be the second time the NFC title game has been hosted in Titletown.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's the late game. You can hear both games Sunday right here on ESPN Radio. Pre-game at 1, kickoff at 2, New England taking on San Diego. And then, of course, at 5:30, you'll be able to check out the NFC Championship, the Giants taking on the Packers, and how cold it's going to be, saying probably the second coldest game in Lambeau history. So thank God they're moving the game back later in the day. Nice job, NFL. Way to be you. But that's what's going on there. You can vote on our Prairie Hills Golf Poll in One question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? And at last check, it's the Packers and Patriots leading the way. Derek, who are our hockey ticket winners, by the way?
Keith from Kearney and also Mike from Minden, both going to go to Saturday's game.
All right. Best of luck. They take on Ohio tonight and tomorrow. More NFL talk coming up. Pat Ninjan, the head wrestling coach at St. Paul, going to join us in just a couple of minutes. But, Daddy, the all-star volleyball teams, of course, they have volleyball, softball, two basketball, boys and girls. You got the Shrine game, all that going on in the summer. Well, already these names released for the 2008 all-star team. The red team is going to be coached by J.J. Tozik of Papillion La Vista and assisted by Mike Smith from Alma. And from his team, Erica Wagoner has made the squad, as has Skylar Rohde of Ansley, Kelly Peterson of state champion Ord, and Tally Fredrickson of state champion Grand Island Central Catholic. They are among the players that will be on the red squad. Now, on the blue squad, I don't ever remember any team having this many kids from the area. Bill Root of Grand Island will be the head coach, assisted by Linda Johnson of Meridian. So you've got a couple of Class A coaches leading the way this year. And from Grand Island Senior High, a pair of players in Bridget Root and Alex Miller. Of course, Bridget going to Nebraska, and Miller on Grand Island's state runner-up team as well. Also on the team from Northwest, Brittany Ashy, Shelby Schultz from Cambridge. Everybody knows how good she was. Kelsey Peterson of Kearney High, who's headed to Iowa State, is on that team. Jenna Isaacson of Holdridge and Ann Ahrens from Minden. Whoa. All on that squad.
You favor the blue team, Douglas? Right off, I mean, just from...
The blue has a lot of area talent, and then you look at the red, they've got a couple of kids from Pius, a couple of kids from Omaha Marion, got a kid from Papillion, you got the Bober girl from Elmwood Murdoch. Who knows? Who knows? But you only have two girls on the blue squad, which has all the kids from this area, from the Metro. Two from Millard North, and then the Andreessen girl from Bellevue East, a couple from Lincoln, and then Sacred Hearts, Caitlin Wheeler is on that team as well. And, of course, that's coming up this summer, usually that 1st to August date, right around then.
Doug, you mentioned the football a little bit ago. So much going on this weekend, but you need to get to Troutman's for all your tailgating needs. It'll get you ready for these games. They don't start till 2:30, so you've got to...
It'll be just like Green Bay. You can feel like you're in Green Bay if you tailgate this weekend.
You know what? I guarantee you.
Is it okay to... Grill it in, you know, grill it and then eat it inside?
Absolutely.
Okay?
Right. And you know what? You can pick up some Coors Light at Troutman's, and the mountains are going to be blue. The mountains are going to be blue. And they ain't getting white. They ain't getting no white on those mountains, and it's certainly not going to get white if you get a Coors Light in Green Bay. Nobody can beat their meat. Flatiron steaks are on special today. Fresh sausage, garlic, chorizo, both out of the smokehouse, along with ring bologna, andouille, state fair brats, hot brats, jalapeno and cheddar sausage, the best ground beef in town. You can actually taste the difference. We can verify that. Hamburger patties, hey, you're going somewhere, you want to throw it in the cooler, you're going over to Buddy's house, no problem, they'll vacuum pack it for you. Snack sticks, beer and wine selection, the wines are arriving daily, all the seasoning, all the soup mixes, along with a great seafood selection. Check them out today. Cross from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone's waiting for you, out front on the sign. Check it out today. Nobody can beat their meat. Troutman's quality meat's a grill's best friend.
If you ain't satisfied when you're done there, you don't know nothing about eating. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we talked to basketball. I want to get into that for just a couple of minutes here before we go to our next break. And then Pat Nangin. I think I've pronounced it five different times, but Pat Nangin is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Wow. Hastings tomorrow. Daddy, what are you saying? Here's the Doug and Daddy poll question for Daddy. How many games does Hastings College win tomorrow? Zero, one, or two?
Well, they're at home this weekend, right?
Right. Morningside men, unbeaten, the only unbeaten team left in the country in Division II NAI. They're number one. The Morningside women are number four. I'm going to say this. The Hastings women better get off to a better start in the first half than they have been lately. I will say that.
You know what? I think they steal one. And at home when you're playing, they've especially Tony Hobson. This is the time of year that they've turned the tables on some of these upper echelon teams and made a run to the top themselves. I think they've got a great opportunity to do it. I wonder what's going on. We're going to catch up with Lance Creech next week to talk a little bit about it because they've had some struggles lately, and I think like you said, the Dakota Wesleyan deal is kind of a head scratcher, and then the beatdown they took at South Dakota. Just the way they lost up there is a head scratcher as well. So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, I don't know if you obviously you'd like to win the game, but if you make it a real competitive contest, I think that would be a real good quality, even a loss if you can keep it manageable and test Morningside.
Well, tomorrow you can hear the games on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, the women at 2, the men at 4. I think the men are going to have their hands full. I think the women will win because they win at home, and that's what they do this time of the year. But I'll tell you what what a feather in the hat it would be. Hastings has had a great season, and they get a chance to add another one here against the number one team in the country. In wrestling this weekend, UNK is at Central Oklahoma for a duel. Hastings is competing in the UNO tournament. Nebraska wrestling team all the way up to number three in the country. Easy, people. They're up to number three in the country, and now they travel to number two, Oklahoma State, for a duel that will be shown on ESPNU Sunday at 6 o'clock. That double duel also features 13th-ranked Wisconsin taking on number 17, Oklahoma, at the same time. I'm not sure if they're split-screening this whole thing or if they're just flashing back and forth, but I think that's going to be the deal. The NAIA has chosen Oklahoma City University to host the NAIA National Championships in 2009-2010. And at this hour, our friends at the Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Control are holding their monthly meeting. And one of the things they decide today, where the state cross-country meet will be for the next couple of years. It's been in Kearney since 1972, and now Grand Island and Lincoln are posting bids.
Interesting to note that Grand Island posting a bid, but Grand Island's been running their cross-country meets at Centura, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
So is that bizarre or not bizarre?
We don't know their bid. We don't know where they're suggesting to run it. It seems that any more cross-country meets are run solely on golf courses, which I have not understood, although they're well-kept. I believe, here is my gut feeling when I saw this and read this and got the release. My gut feeling is that Grand Island and Lincoln are putting in so that the NSAA would have to deny them again. For Grand Island specifically, because next month they're going after volleyball, as will be Lincoln. And they're trying to maybe just go through the process, get a feel of what's going on so that next month when they put in bids or when they go for other things, other events, you know, this is not the biggest event, although it's very well run here in Kearney. I think that's what's going on. I think that's what's going on. I think it's a tactical move between Grand Island and Lincoln and whoever else would want to put a bid in.
I think it stays in Kearney, though. It's been here forever. I don't know why they'd change a good thing.
Well, I think it... Kearney, you know what Kearney has going for them? It's the only sporting event they have. Yes, they get speech and debate because it's easier to do that as far as a sporting event, evidently. But, yeah, I would find that hard. They're starting to move some things around, but I can't imagine that Lincoln would get it for any reason. They have basketball. They have volleyball. They have a lot of things going on in Lincoln. Grand Island has nothing. Grand Island is looking to get something to get started here. And I'm sure if they have to look at them two times in a row and say, well, you know, cross country might be a good place for you to start. But Kearney's also looking at volleyball, too. So maybe that's, you know, a little give and take here and there.
A little give and take with Grand Island thinking, okay, that's fine. Keep cross country there. We want volleyball and we'll be happy.
Kearney commenting yesterday. A story in the Kearney Hub commenting that more facilities now, and with the tournament going to 3 days, they think it would be even easier to host it here in Kearney or a community that size. And I think they're probably right about that. With the tournament going to 3 days, I think it would make it easier for a non-Omaha or Lincoln venue to host state volleyball. But At the risk of being blackballed by the Tri-City Chamber of Commerce's, you know, I like it in Lincoln. I'm not a big fan of some of the venues. I'm not a big fan of having to send people out to Waverly or playing in gyms that you shouldn't have to play in, like Lincoln High. There's nothing wrong with Pershing.
Pershing's a dump.
Well, but there's.
It's a dump. A full-fledged dump.
I think it's a dump to play basketball in because I don't think the floor is up to standards anymore. Volleyball, I mean, the ball hits the floor, that's the end of the point. And it has no ceiling you have to worry about, plenty of room. You know, I think, comfortable chairs. I don't think there's anything wrong with hosting volleyball at Pershing Auditorium. And getting the opportunity now to have it at the Coliseum every other year, That fits in pretty good, too.
I know, but every time I walk in there, I see those purple chairs, and I keep waiting for clowns that are weird to come around me. It's just a strange, strange little place. It needs to be dozed down.
When's the last time you were in Pershing?
Last basketball. State basketball.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a dump. Absolute dump.
Oh, Daddy.
Are you in a bad mood today?
No, I'm fired up. We got NFL football. We got the biggest weekend of the year setting the stage for the biggest game of the year.
And before we go into break and come back and talk a little wrestling, congratulations to Scott Van Kier of Hastings. He's the GPAC Athlete of the Week when it comes to track and field. Named the outstanding performer at the Ward Hallett Invite in Doan last weekend. Tom Osborne, given the Lifetime Achievement Award last night by the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association. Kansas coach Mark Mangino also awarded the Paul Bear Bryant Award as the Football Coach of the Year. Also, Nebraska has solidified their grad assistants, John Osterhout and Kurt Baldus, the two graduate assistants. Osterhout served as the GA for Bill Callahan each of the past two seasons. Baldus returns after a season at Buffalo. He worked on the video staff in 06.
Interesting.
Jay Norvell officially hired as the co-offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. Either you're the offensive coordinator or you're not. They stand there on the sideline. We think, run or pass? Run or pass? I like a dive 47 Z route exhale. Well, no, I like blast 48.
Yeah. No,
delay a game, offense. 5-yard penalty, repeat third down.
That's exactly right. I think in another release I saw pass game coordinator and something, but they were listed officially as offensive coordinator, or co.
We're going to come back and talk about Daddy's favorite little part of the show, last night's high school basketball scores, and Pat Ningen from St. Paul right after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
I think we should paint.
Why?
Well, what color would you say our walls are?
White. Well, whitish. Well, actually, whitish with lots of smudges and dings. And
I rest my case.
Make a fresh start with fresh paint at the Home Depot. Take $5 off one-gallon cans and $20 off five-gallon buckets of quality Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Through January 21st by manufacturer's mail-in rebate in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Okay, so you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has Boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekend start on Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Cafe Savant welcomes you to the most beautiful corner in downtown Kearney. Join us as we open early and stay up late to satisfy your desire for beverages, baked goods, and deli-style sandwiches. Enjoy your favorite subs created with our special sauces and fresh baked bread that'll have you wanting more. Relax in a garden setting or drive through while our staff, trained with international barista standards, will serve your favorite coffee or espresso to perfection. Cafe Savant, 24th and Central, or try our drive-thru location at 24th and 2nd Avenue.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs, and Westwood One is your exclusive home for all the action. Hi, this is Dave Sims. Join Bob Trumpy and me in New England as Tom Brady's Patriots continue their march towards a perfect season. Then in the NFC title game, Bill Rosinski and Jim Fossil deliver the Giants and the Packers. Two amazing games. The winners move on to Super Bowl 42. If it's Championship Sunday, it's right here.
Catch all the action Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue across the area as we head through the midday and this afternoon, with some flurries and snow showers still possible. Temperatures will stay steady or falling from around the mid-20s early, with northwest winds 12 to 25. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy. A few flurries are possible with a low at 2 below. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. You know, I've been down and out, and a lot of people have had the flu this week. I want you to know, it has nothing to do with impingement. But I did hear Mike Golick say it, or somebody said it this morning on Mike and Mike in the Morning, that Philip Rivers may have impingement.
Oh, really?
And you don't know when something's going to catch. You could get three or four plays into the game, and uh-oh. Well, you know what?
2-3-4-4-9-4-0.
He may also have subluxation.
2-3-4-4-9-4-0.
It's a spinal lesion defined as a fixated or misaligned vertebral joint in the spine, the term used specifically by a chiropractor because it's the entity that they treat the most. Dr. John Klingensmith hopes to make you feel better. Open Monday through Friday at 11 West 31st Street in Kearney. Remember, the cause of subluxation includes anything from birth trauma, accidents, injuries, getting whacked by a defensive lineman, falls, poor posture, degenerative arthritis, and a whole lot more. 80% of the population will experience back pain at some point in their lives. And if you're experiencing this type of pain, feel better today, because Dr. John Klingensmith can help. At 234-4940, located at 11 West 31st Street in Kearney, just south of Good Samaritan Hospital. Plenty of parking for you. Make an appointment today. Dr. John Klingensmith wants you to feel better in 2008. 234-4940. He'll be at St. Paul tomorrow, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Daddy, some breaking news coming out this morning involving Hastings St. Cecilia. Our fine folks in the sports department in Hastings are working on this morning. Apparently, the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, Trent Blackwell, has been placed on administrative leave, and it's not clear who will be coaching the team this weekend against Aquinas or in the conference tournament next week. There has been no further administration comment on this time. We will keep you up to date. So hopefully it's not, you know, when you see something like this, you just go, oh, no. And hopefully they're having a great season over there, and they can get things, whatever the problem is, resolved and fixed and pointed in the right direction, and hopefully everything goes well there. First year of this new coaching staff over there at Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, you just cringe when you hear stories like that.
Girls basketball last night, Daddy. I almost shed a tear this morning. I almost did. See, I especially saved it for you here, too, because it was off the beaten path. We talked about them a couple of days ago, our friends from Ainsworth.
Oh, no.
The girls from Ainsworth. Last night they played Valentine.
Badgers.
The Badgers and the Bulldogs. Ainsworth has won one game in the last 2 years. This is a team that averages probably 22 points a game. We're trying to get them a win. Last night they played Valentine. And, Daddy, I now show you the marked score.
Oh! 47-45.
By far a season high in points for the Lady Bulldogs.
Congratulations. Good for them.
They're making progress, hopefully.
Well,
they're making progress. Some good high school basketball action last night. More expected tonight right here on ESPN Radio. The top-ranked girls team of the state, Lincoln Southeast, comes to Kearney as part of a state-rated boys and girls doubleheader. 6 o'clock girls, boys at 7:45. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS tonight, it's a Tri-City battle. Northwest at Hastings High tonight. Excuse me, Northwest is at Hastings High. Tomorrow night, it's Adams Central, Central Catholic. Mm-hmm. We've got the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament coming up for you tomorrow. Finals are scheduled to start at 3 o'clock on our sister station, Power 99 FM, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Pat Ninjan, to talk about what's going to be going on this weekend.
Coach, as always, it looks like there's going to be a lot of great wrestling, a lot of great matches, and this year, again, maybe even a little battle for the team title.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a number of teams that'll be battling out for the championship. Ord is a tough team. They're ranked 8th in Class C Husker Mat, and then Kearney Catholic's ranked 7th. But then we also have Wood River, who's won a couple meets this year. And We've got Adam Central, who's full at every weight, and they've got quality kids too. So it's going to come down to the wire, I think.
Pat, let's start right there. Adam Central has been the top of this conference now for a long, long time. They had struggled to do well, and then once they got this program in the right spot, no one's been able to slow them down. Coaches keep saying that the conference tournament, like many, come down to just who can fill the most weight classes. Some of those teams you talked about are going to have some opens, and that may make it tough to challenge an Adam Central or a Wood River.
No, I agree with you. Since they're able to fill every weight, and they, like I said, quality kids at each one, that's going to definitely give them some more advantages, or more opportunities, I should say, to score points, especially coming through the consolation bracket. You know, that's where I think a lot of the this tournament, especially where it might be won, is with those wrestlebacks.
We're talking with St. Paul Wrestling Coach Pat Ningen as the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet is this Saturday in St. Paul. Coach, let's talk a little bit about your team. You've got a lot of weight classes filled. You've got some young kids on this team as you continue to build that program up. How about your season today?
It's been, since I've been here, it's been the best season so far. We do have some freshmen filling in some weights, but they're holding their own, and they've got some quality wins this year for themselves. But then we also have our senior leadership with their heavyweight, and then we got a strong junior class with seven guys there. The big junior class is really nice to have, obviously, because they're underclassmen. But those freshmen are coming along too, and we got a couple good sophomores as well. So things are looking pretty good. It's nice to be able to fill most of the weights too.
A couple of those kids that have a little experience and are doing well this year, Brandon Starkey at 130, and then you've got Jordan there at 215 pounds, and he's handed LaRaga, given his only loss of the year. That could be one of the more interesting matchups.
Yeah, that's one. That's one I think a lot of people are looking forward to. I know talking with our guys, I tell them they got to wrestle one match at a time. You know, there's other quality kids in each one of these brackets besides just the ones who might be rated or have the really good records. So we just have to approach it and wrestle one match at a time and make sure that we're focused on what we need to accomplish.
We're talking with St. Paul wrestling coach Pat Ningen here as they get ready for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament and the championships on Power 99 Saturday afternoon. Coach, what about the weight classes that we should really circle and maybe get some premier matchups in the finals if seeds hold?
Well, I think there's a couple brackets that look like they're pretty tough. 152 looks solid. It's every team is representing there. All 10 wrestlers will be competing. And you know, we have obviously Michael Klingensmith, you know, returning state champ, undefeated from Kearney Catholic. And then Adam Central has Lindblad at 7-2. Augustine from Ord is very tough. We've wrestled him a couple times, and you know, he's a sophomore, but he's a very good wrestler. Donovan Trumbull has Delka, who looks tough. We have Kurt Maloney from Wood River, and then our own kid, Levi Walsh, just above 500. He's been wrestling well here in the last few weeks, so. You got six quality kids there, you know, that are going to be fighting for four spots. So I think that looks like a pretty good bracket. And 119 as well. We have four wrestlers there that are going to be able to get seated. But two of them are ranked. Matt Klingensmith from Kearney Catholic was a state placer last year, and then Josh Albright from Ravenna, also a state placer last year.
Pat, you take a look at this conference. Usually the smaller weight classes, the lower weight classes, have always been very competitive. But I think this year, the bigger the boys get, we're going to see a possibility of some really good matches, as you mentioned, from 152 maybe all the way through 215.
Yeah, I agree. You know, at each weight, there's a good bunch of quality kids. You know, I can't find really any weight in here that might anybody could really just walk through. You know, 189, you have Noah Steele, who's 19-1, and then Holroyd from Donovan Trumbull, 17-2, Elsner, Loop City's 11-3. You know, that could be a battle right there to see just who's in the finals. And again, at 215, you know, there's a good number of kids. That's how it's been all year at 215, and I've been happy for that we get our matches. Usually we're getting byes and things every, you know, first round, but it's good to see the brackets be a little bit more full and have some good competition.
Pat, I know that you don't get to see everybody, and sometimes you get to see more than you want, but take an overall look here how the conference stacks up this year to maybe the last couple years.
Well, I think this year, it's you know, like I said, with those four or so teams, it's going to be quite a bit of a tighter race. I know we were in a tournament in West Holt just last week, and the top four or five teams were within, you know, 30 or 40 points, which sounds like a lot, but for a wrestling tournament, that's fairly close. Really, I think it's going to come down to, you know, who gets those first-round matches, which there won't be too many of them, and then also who comes back through those the consolation bracket, winning the matches there. I think it's going to come down to just a few points, you know, between, you know, maybe from first to fourth place.
Finally, Pat, what's going to be the goal for your team in this tournament?
Well, I think for our team, we need some upsets. I mean, as far as seeds go, we need some of those younger guys, those freshmen, and some of these other guys to get some upsets. And, you know, if they get down in the consolation bracket, to work their way through, you know, one match at a time. And we need our more experienced guys, our juniors, our seniors, to make sure that they are focused and they're ready to go. And, you know, they got the key matchups, but they need to get there first. So if we can... If we can do the things we need to do, I think we'll be okay.
Pat Ninjan, head wrestling coach at St. Paul. Pat, thanks so much for giving us some time. We look forward to a great meet.
Thank you.
Pat Ninjan, the head wrestling coach at St. Paul. Tomorrow, the action scheduled to begin approximately 3 o'clock on our sister station, Power 99. Of course, if you miss any of the interviews that we've had on the program today, Daddy talked with Dick Turpin yesterday, and of course, Tina and Sandy from the Elite Eight Division II Women's Basketball Committee. Earlier in the week, we had Steve Sipple. Andy Markowski was on to talk about Husker basketball, Elwood coach Kurt Bonjoff, and anybody in the last couple of months. You can check it out on the Doug and Daddy podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com. While you're there, also weigh in on the brand new Doug and Daddy blog. You know, if you don't want to come on the program and spout things off, or if you've got some ideas or just want to talk a little sports on the blog, check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, almost lunchtime, a great opportunity for you to check out the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. You can catch all your sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. Great food, drink specials every night featuring all the Chicken Coop's favorites, like the chicken feeder appetizer, combination of six wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks, or try any of their home-style pizza, like the Drunken Italian pizza loaded with Italian sausage, onions, mushrooms, red peppers, marinated in an amber ale topped with heapings of blended cheeses, or the pepper jackaroni, pepper jack cheese piled high with pepperoni and red bell peppers. Can't decide? A Supreme is located at the Chicken Coop, but it's loaded with all your favorite. Get there today. Check out the Chicken Coop. Drink specials going on daily. Get there. Check out Happy Hour. Check out the TVs. They get all the sports action. If they don't have it on when you get there, they'll get it on for you. The Chicken Coop, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
When your kids need you, will you be there? Not just today or this weekend, but years from now. In other words, are you fit enough to live to see some of the exciting moments yet to come? Is a few dollars a month now worth the priceless times ahead to see graduations, weddings, and grandkids? Stop by the Kearney Family YMCA during the Pay the Day membership campaign, because through January, the price you pay for the building fee is the date. So it's never more than $31 all month. And the sooner the better. No cumbersome contracts, and your membership can be paid in easy monthly installments. Hurry, the sooner you join, the more you save.
It's Colin Coward. All your important files are on your office computer. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to a CD, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle, headache. I've got a great solution. The perfect one, actually. I've used it. GoToMyPC. So you can take your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from internet-connected computers anywhere in the world. Use all your programs and files and check email. Access anything on your desktop or network with GoToMyPC. You'll never have to worry about forgetting a file or missing an important email. I've used it. Instead of going back to work, I use it constantly at ESPN. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Access your PC anytime, anywhere. I do it. You should do it. And once you use it, you'll never go back. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue across the area as we head through the midday and this afternoon, with some flurries and snow showers still possible. Temperatures will stay steady or falling from around the mid-20s early, with northwest winds 12 to 25. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy. A few flurries are possible with a low at 2 below. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. During the break, just got off the phone with Roger Jasnock from the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, who was in Lincoln today at the Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Control meeting. And he told me that Grand Island and Lincoln did not make bids for state cross country, and that Kearney has now been awarded the state high school cross country meet for the next 2 years. And so Kearney made the bid. Kearney gets it. The state cross country meet will be at the Kearney Country Club for the next 2 years. It's been there since 1972. So that's good news.
Just about like we thought would happen.
Well, we had hoped it would happen that way. You know, we also hope, if you're looking for some wintertime blues to get rid of them, how about Prairie Hills Golf Course Simulator? Costs tens of thousands of dollars, and it's ready to challenge as well as train and improve your golf game. It's the golf simulator at Prairie Hills Golf. You don't have to spend the tens of thousands. You just have to get better. It measures ball tracking and swing speed, and it's voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 2007. Tracks the ball, not the screen. Come anytime to practice on the new simulator. Prairie Hills' new clubhouse is open every day at 8 a.m., stays open until midnight for your convenience. Call for a tee time if you're worried about getting out there and somebody already playing. You can play either 9 or 18 holes. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, just 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. Golf simulator, Prairie Hills, open every day, 8 a.m. to midnight. It's a chance for you to get out and knock some of the dust and some of the rust off the clubs and you as you get ready for the upcoming golf season, even though as you walk outside and look outside today, it doesn't look like golf season. It is inside the new clubhouse at Prairie Hills.
Douglas, is it NFL time?
Yes, it's NFL time.
How soon we forget that last year New England blew an 18-point lead to Indianapolis. Indianapolis, of course, goes on to win the Super Bowl. I think the San Diego is much too beat up. Week two, they were hammered 38-14 by the same team. I know Phillip Rivers has come a long way. Little Danian Tomlinson has come a long way with their coach Norv Turner. But they haven't come far enough to stop this juggernaut of the New England Patriots. I think the Patriots win this game, and I think they cover this game. I think something to the effect of 40-20, something of that nature. In the other one, I think the Coors Light Mountains are going to be blue in Green Bay. It's going to be cold out. It's going to be cold. That serves one man and one man only, Brett Favre. And I think it gets ugly in this one. Although the Giants have won 9 straight, I mentioned yesterday, they've covered all 3, and they've won 2 of the NFC title games they've been involved in. But I think Brett Favre takes the Packers back to the Super Bowl to face Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, and I think the favorites win, and I think the favorites cover this week.
Well, there's plenty of storylines no matter who wins. Either Favre's in the Super Bowl, either the Patriots are trying to become the second unbeaten team, the first to ever go 19-0. San Diego avenges what they did last year, and Norv Turner somehow is anointed a smart coach. And if it's the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin goes from being fired to possibly winning the Super Bowl with Eli Manning, who is still being maligned as they headed into the playoffs. And if they get in against the Patriots, obviously everybody will be making a big deal out of the game they played the last game of the season. That was still a game going into the fourth quarter. I want Green Bay to win. Outside of that, that's about all I have for this weekend. And Green Bay, I think Green Bay gets the job done. I think it's too cold for the Giants. Road teams don't do well in these very, very cold, cold ball games. And I like Green Bay. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The thing is, those Giants, they seem to find a way to run hard. Michael Strahan's got... The thing with the Giants, I think, is they still have a fairly young team in some of these skill positions. They have to believe that they can win the game. They have to believe that they can win the Super Bowl. And I don't think New York believes that. And I don't think Strahan can sell it. And I know Tom Coughlin can't because he doesn't know how. These guys are winning despite what some of the things are going on there in New York. So I think Green Bay wins this game by a score of 24 to 10, something like that. And for New England, if it's as windy as they say it's supposed to be, San Diego, maybe they can run the ball on the ground. Don't overlook Michael Turner, even if LT's hurt. Don't overlook Sproles and Turner. I think maybe San Diego hangs in this game. We'll find out.
Doug, I told you yesterday, I'd tell you who Madison Hedgecock is. Madison Hedgecock's a fullback that leads Brandon Jacobs through the hole. Could be a big part of this game if the weather is a big factor.
We'll find out. See you Monday. Don't forget Monday special Doug and Daddy show, not only at 11 o'clock, but also from Skeeter Barnes as the Royals caravan will be in town. A lot more going on. So have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.